I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, Sharks, these actually, all jokes aside, when we talk about ambushes,
yeah,
an ambush could be fucking on here. And maybe not 2022, could be 2023. So, back row, we've got average experience, 91, but average age is 25. That is fucking fantastic. Prop, average experience, 108, average age, 28. I actually really like that. I want my props old, hard edge fucking dogs in the middle there. Mm. Hooker.
And I think, like, when I look at that, this is what I think Brisbane lack. They don't have a Fifita and a Tolman who have played 500 games.
Absolutely.
Combined,
totally agree.
That are bringing through Rudolph, Royce Hunt, Pele, these sort of guys. So
I will say, and I agree with your point. I will say, though, when Corey Parker got brought back in as a so when they started the year 2020, Corey Parker were, and they were killing it. Corey Parker was at the club, and then when everything went into lockdown, he got, I'm pretty sure he got let go. Anyway, he's been brought back to the club, I'm pretty sure. Maybe that would have been 2021. Anyway, he's been brought back to the club, and I really had noticed a difference with the forward pack and the way they played. But you are right. The hard edge guys that are leading those younger fellas, it's really good the Sharks have that. Really, really good. But what is interesting, and I won't keep talking about the Broncos, but Jaden Beryl played in the Q Cup. Really, really good young reserve grader. Back-to-back grand finals. If you're the Broncos, why aren't you signing him? You have one hooker. It makes no sense.
Hey, there's another 10 hookers playing rugby league in the world right now that they should probably have in their squad. But this kid is the standout. I thought he was in a side that was dominated by Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah.
Whenever I watched him, I thought this kid was so impressive. That's an interesting signing. Because you've also got guys in the halves that I don't think, like, you've got guys in the halves that could probably play hooker as well, like Connor Tracy or Braden Trindle. But it's good to have another out-and-out hooker. I mean, can he put pressure on Brayley, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Don't get me wrong. I think Blake Brayley's hooking service out of hooker is some of the best in the comp. He's got such a smooth... But I absolutely believe it. I don't think Blake Brayley has cemented himself so much that if he has a bad first 10 games, they wouldn't consider putting Beryl in.
He's an interesting one, Bradley, because he came through the juniors as this running nine that was just done, and we haven't really seen that. So, as you said, his service is good, he's solid, but I think he's got a lot more upside in him. So, he's one that I'm really keen to watch this year, because I hope bringing this kid in makes him sort of go, fuck,
yeah,
there's someone else here coming for me.
I hope Fitzgibbon sits him down and says, that when I watch Blake, I go, service incredible, gets through his work. But there just doesn't seem to be that confidence of, I'm taking the ball now. Like, I'm taking a run. Or I'm getting to this point or I'm getting to that point. I hope Fitzgibbon sits him down and says, mate, in today's game, your hooker needs to basically be the guy saying, this is where we're fucking going. Unless you've got a seven like a Reynolds or a Cleary or whatever. And they don't have that. And so I hope that Brayley gets the confidence to do that. And to be really clear, this is not to say Brayley has played poorly. I think he's been really solid. He's still only 23 years old. But I agree with you. I think he's got so much more in him that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, and I mean, I would have said the exact same thing about Jaden 2 years ago.
Yeah, true.
And I think the thing with Blake as well, as you said, he doesn't have that moment where he just darts and he goes. Mate, he's got so many guys. If I was Fitzgibbon, I'd be saying, mate, every time after Sifatalakai runs,
yeah,
look up. Look up. Every time after Royce Hunt runs, look up, because they've got a couple, you know, Fafita's obviously aging,
yep,
but they've got Royce Hunt. I think that Toby Rudolph falls in that same category.
Yep.
Siffer's probably the main one for me, though.
Mm.
As soon as Siffer takes a hit up, he only played a few games last year. He's got himself in trouble over the last few years. But there was a game that I watched last year, and I watched Siffer, and they scored 5 tries in the game. 3 of them was after his hit up.
Yeah,
he's just that sort. He just sucks guys in. He gets those post contacts. Yeah, they're an interesting side, the Sharkies.
I like what I see, man. I really do. And like, can you imagine that forward pack with under the tutelage of a guy like Craig Fitzgibbon?
Yeah.
And the one thing with the Sharks over the last few years, their defense. It's their defense that has really struggled. They manage to score points. They've never been a side. Well, at least the last few years, they can score points. Yeah. Whereas Craig Fitzgibbon actually is the New South Wales defensive coach, and obviously the he's a Roosters assistant, but I think he leans heavily into the defence side of things.
Yeah.
So like, when you're looking at what do they need, it's like, you know, let's say we're talking in NFL terms, like you've got your offensive and defensive coach. Let's say you had the best or a good offense, and Craig Fitzgibbon was coming into that defence, it'd be perfect. Yeah. So, could be a really good. I really like what I see. If Wade Graham is healthy as well. We forget this guy came on 2019 or 2020 Origin and basically won them that game out over in Adelaide.
Yep,
Perth
5-8. Pissing rain. Yeah.
Pissing rain and just took us to school. Wade Graham, if he's fit, is going to make a massive difference. The ability to, if you're a half, the ability to threaten the defense with we will go 2 pass and our back rower will be able to kick well
off his left.
Off his left. It is so annoying as a winger and a fullback because you have to fucking constantly worry about, are they going through the hands? Is he going to give it to Wade Graham? He's going to punch a hole. Is he going to do a grubber? It just adds this whole extra dimension. So, yeah, I think Wade Graham is a Britain core, I think, had a quiet year, but he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, the other one I really like is Tyg Wilton. He hasn't played a heap of first grade. He's played about 20 first grade games. He looks really good. I come back to him again. If they can get the best out of Sifatalakai, I don't know if you use him as a middle or an edge guy, but his potential is massive. I really like the forward pack. I love Toby Rudolph. Mate, Aiden Tolman, he's going to knock up 300 first grade games. Fuck. King nut trucker.
Mate.
Absolute weapon.
Mate, talk about a grafter and just getting in the fucking trenches. He lives his life in the trenches. Honestly, maybe he was born in a trench.
Like, I can't think of a single highlight from his
career. If he could play in a trench coat, he'd do it.
But I also can't think of a moment where Tolman's disappointed me at any
Yeah, point. It's true. It's true. What's interesting, so we put Dale Finucane at lock. I don't think he'll play lock. I think he'll play in the front row.
Yep.
So when you look at their front row, you're probably going to start... What do you reckon? You reckon you start Braden? So,
well, are we assuming Cam McInnes playing 13?
I think so.
Yep.
I think okay. So.
So then you would go... I'd probably start with Rudolph up there. I'd probably go Rudolph and Finucane, I think.
Do you reckon Braden has that size, though, to just take that first impact, that first 20? Toby's quite mobile for a big boy. Interesting, though. It's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem to have, yeah. I also think Royce Hunt is going to have a big
size. Yeah, he's a big boy. Franklin Pelly as well. He's a young fella coming through, isn't he? A fucking
beast.
Well,
he's the one that they had to ask, can you stop going to the gym last year? Because apparently he got too big.
Wow.
It's an issue I've never fucking...
What I like about their forward pack, though, it's got a lot of fucking mungle about it. I think definitely
Kim. With a sprinkling of a heap of experience.
Yeah.
Between Fafita, Tolman, Finucane. Now, you're looking at 600, 700 games there.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And then Cam McInnes, who's... You know, that's what I love about this forward pack, is that you've got Finucane, McInnes, Wade Graham. All three have been first-choice captains in the NRL in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's different point. Clubs.
Like, that's a massive... As much as I worry about the halfback role... You've got so much experience in this side that I think they can, at worst, defend themselves to a top 8 finish. Yeah,
it's very true. Very true. Big concern, a bit of a concern anyway, for me is very, very light in the backs.
Mm.
Will Kennedy, Sione Katoa, Ronaldo Mulatalo. Unless there's another page.
There's centres on the other side.
I was like, what the fuck? That doesn't even... okay.
And you know what? Even though there's four and there's two there, I would also argue, like, Connor Tracy's in the halves. He's going to play centre. I'll be shocked if Lachie Miller plays in the halves. I think he'll be a centre or a winger coming from Rugby Union.
I still, you know what? I don't take that back. They're pretty light. You got Jesse Ramien, who is a top-class centre. But outside of that, you've got Mulatalo, who's fantastic. But then, you know, you get one injury to the fullback, you're probably going to have to put Mulatalo back there.
And Hines.
Or Hines. But then your halves get hit. Yeah.
If they can, and I know it's unlikely, I love him though. If they can get Moylan fit and playing his best footy, this all changes.
Absolutely.
This whole narrative is flipped on its head.
Yeah, I...
But I'm not confident that we're going to see the best
of Moylan. Yeah, it's been quite a few years
I've been calling it for about 6 years now. It hasn't paid dividends yet.
Yeah, look, I think they're a little bit light in the outside backs. Like when you compare that to even the Broncos, when you've got like a Staggs, a Selwyn, you know, Herbie.
But at the same time, you compare their forward pack to most other clubs.
Yes, absolutely.
And they're all over them. So I guess it's a bit of give and take.
Give and take. If they can keep, like, if you can keep Will Kennedy, if they get no injuries, long-term injuries, and you go, if you've got Will Kennedy, Katoa, Mulatalo, Rami and Ikavalu, that's good. That's, if you can keep that,
yeah,
that's pretty good.
Mate, I thought Connor Tracy was unreal last year when he played in the centre. You know, so, like,
totally right.
I'm probably not as worried about it as you. It is weaker than other sides, there's no doubt about it, but it's a salary cap. You've got to give and take somewhere.
Yeah. It's interesting. Okay, so you're Connor Tracy, you're right. Connor Tracy probably will play centre. He was one of their best players outside of Will Kennedy.
Yeah.
They are forward heavy, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You know, backs can be, like, Mulatalo, he's a Queens, like, he didn't end up playing. He's a fucking good back. Will Kennedy was, you know, fantastic last year.
I think as well, too, you look at their back row, there's a couple of guys there that you could throw in at centre and that they're okay. Sifu Talakai, Nakora. I think Tyg Wilton could handle himself there as well.
Yep.
So
yep.
I actually think all round, as much as their backs aren't as good as their forwards, I think they've got a really reasonably well-balanced squad.
For where they are in the comp,
yep.
And you know, you see some, like for example, Newcastle finished higher than them last year. And you look at that and you're like constantly like, fuck, I don't know. Whereas, like, I think this is probably a more well-rounded squad. But
considering they won a comp 5 years ago, they've got two players left. They sacked a coach halfway through last year.
Got one player done for, you know, on the juice.
Yeah.
Got rid of, you know, one of the best centres that's played in the last generation. Had a salary cap penalty for a period of time.
Sean Johnson just left.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think they've recruited so well. Nico Hines, Ikavalu is good as well. On his day. Yeah, I like what I see at the Sharks. I like what I see. Now, on to the Raiders. Talk about, I don't know, man. When you look at their squad, you go, fucking oath. That's a premiership nearly. But I don't know. What is your head up with the Raiders?
If they finish fifth, I won't be surprised. If they finish 16th, I won't be surprised. I don't know how... I've got no idea what to read into these guys. You look at their second row, their average games is 88 games.
And they're only 26 years old.
And we've got Harry Rushton, who has played zero games on this list.
Listen to this fucking second row. Adam Elliott, Joseph Tarpanet, Elliot Whitehead, Hudson Young, Corey Hutter-Wiranara. I would honestly argue that's one of the deepest back rows in the NRL period.
I would argue that Hudson Young could quite easily be the best out of them over the next few years, and he's played the least amount of games.
Fuck, that's a good back row.
And he's played 50 first grade games. Like,
Wow, Tarpanet has played 140 NRL games. That's such a good back row, man. Adam Elliott is a good player. Like, I know he's had his issues.
He's going to bounce back this year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big bounce back.
He'll be 13 and he'll do really well.
Yeah, he'll be good. I like him at 13. I don't know why the Bulldogs didn't just keep
him. He's heaps better at 13. Yeah. I don't know why they tried to use him as a back row or front rower.
It was bizarre to me. Yeah. I was like, he can ball play. Every time he played at 13, they looked like a better side.
Heaps better. Yeah.
Hudson Young, his form over the last 12, even 16 months, but definitely the last 12 months, he's probably been one of their best players.
Yeah.
He's been destructive.
Whitehead does the right thing on every single play.
Oh, yeah.
He is always in the right spot. He's running the right line. He does everything right on every single play. He's in the nicest way possible, he's like a poor man's Wade Graham.
Mm.
Just with a little bit less upside.
Well, you could even argue he could offer more value for money because he's not going to be on the big wicket. What's interesting though is their prop. They've only got four actual props. Average experience is 88, which is fantastic. Average age 25, fantastic. Do you bring Hudson into the front row? Because you know you've got your back. You know Elliot Whitehead's definitely one. Then you've got Adam Elliott probably at 13, and then you could Corey Hutterwira on the other edge.
I think Tapanay is going to be in the front row.
Oh, you think? Okay.
So you've got Papale, Gula, Sutton, Hola, Tapanay, and I mean Adam Elliott will play 13, so he'll play as a middle for me.
Damn, it's going to be tough. You know, do you put Tapanay on the bench and start young Papali'i?
I would.
Tough.
You got Corey Horsburgh, who I put at lock as well, but he could also be a prop.
Oh, Corey Horsburgh
as well, don't we? Yeah. So who's there? We got Horsburgh, Trey Mooney. Yeah. Well, Horsburgh for me is State of Origin caliber. He's just been injured the last few years.
Yeah, I think there was a period there where I thought I would have agreed with you. I just want to see
a couple of injuries though. Yeah, I reckon he'll be okay.
I want to see him bounce back. I want to see him bounce back for sure. So yeah, you're looking at this squad and
look at the hookers.
I mean, that's probably.
Hodgson was competing with Cameron Smith 4 years ago. Yep. Starling is one of the more suited modern hookers to the modern game.
Average age 28. Damn. Tom Starling's 23. Surely that's wrong.
No, he's pretty young. He's
No, but like how's the average age 28? Should be like 24 or something. 25, 26. Anyway, whatever.
Well, Hodgson's 33.
Sorry?
Hodgson's 33.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, minus five.
Yeah, 27 or so, yeah.
Yeah, look, hooking, great. Forward pack, fucking outstanding. Like, to me, this is an elite. This is a top four squad.
Mate, have a look at the wingers. Kotrick, Rapana, Savage.
Fuck.
We haven't even got to the centres, and I know they're stacked there. Crocker, Croker, Chris, Smith-Shields, Tomoko. Like, there's a heap of young talent there.
My biggest concern, and it all depends on Fogarty.
Yeah.
If Fogarty can come in and do his role and release Whiten, then we're looking at a very scary side. But I don't know.
This will be a really unpopular opinion, but I don't think there's as big a gap between Fogarty and Sam Williams as what people...
You reckon?
Fuck, everyone says to me, oh, we need Whiten because he, you know, we need Fogarty because he kicks the corners and he organises.
Yeah.
I think Sam Williams does a really good job at that sort of stuff. I sort of thought last year it more so came down to Jack Whiten taking responsibility for Jack Whiten stepping up. Oh, don't get me wrong. If you say you can have Fogarty or Sam Williams, I'm taking Fogarty.
Yeah.
But people are acting like there's a mile difference between the two. We got to the last year with the Titans and people were going, do we bring Fogarty back in?
But I've watched Fogarty and there's just been games where he's really set it a lot.
Mm. And that's where his upside is.
Yeah,
on Sam Williams.
Whereas I look at a Sam Williams and don't get me wrong, good solid footy player, but I've never watched a game where I've been like, fuck, that was Sam Williams' game. He took that game and changed it.
Yeah.
But I probably agree with you that there's not as much of a gap as some would suggest.
I still want Fogarty, don't get me wrong.
Mm.
But I think everything that everyone tells me why Fogarty's going to be important is what Sam Williams
already does. Yeah.
I think it's sort of more on Jack Whiten. Fuck, he's played 200 first grade games, Jack Whiten.
Wow. Yeah, I see your point. You know, Sam Williams does enough where Whiten should still be playing good footy.
Yeah.
It's a big year for Whiten.
Huge year.
It's a big
massive year.
Wow. If he has another year like this last season that goes by, you almost go from a...
Mate, the Dallium and Clive is very quickly forgotten.
Yeah, and almost you go from a player that could have potentially signed an 800 to 900K contract to, mate, we'll pay you 500. And it sounds, oh, fuck, who wouldn't want 500? But that's a huge difference.
But based on the year before, he should be in that
top
20 sort of.
Yeah, he still gets selected for Origin. And if he has another year, though, Brad Fittler might just go, mate, look, I just can't.
I'm not sure if he's in my I can't pick him at centre.
Mm.
14, he's going to be competing with Pappy, Radley, a heap of guys there. Yeah.
It's a big year.
Yeah.
And when he was on, he's what I loved about Whiten, he kind of like an old school six. There was a period there where like halves didn't really impact the game physically.
Yep.
And, you know, it wasn't too long, but I feel like with Whiten, a bit like Freddie, like he was a very physical.
Very Laurie Daly like.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Perfect example. Very physical. And that physicality, so many times in that 2020 season, 2020? That was when they won the finals, was it?
No, 2019 was the grand final, yeah.
19. That 2019, the amount of times that his just pure will to physically hit someone turned things around for the Raiders was incredible. So I think he can bounce back. I think he can bounce back for sure. But it is going to be big, big year for him. Do you think there's an issue if they lose Whiten? Do you think it's big, big problems for the Raiders?
I think so. And I think if they lose Whiten this year, all of a sudden you've got Sam Williams and Fogarty, and I think you've got the same footballer playing both positions all of a sudden.
But have you heard much about Brad Schneider?
No. I actually thought he was a hooker, but I could be completely wrong. I haven't heard much about him. I think without knowing who Brad Schneider... I also think Matt Frawley can play. I wouldn't pick him over Fogarty, but they have got decent depth in the halves. But yeah, if they lose Whiten, he's the X factor. He's the guy they need
playing. Yeah, they need him playing. Now, there's been a lot of chat around Croker's position. What do you think? Club legend, done so much, been through the highs, the lows, been, aside from, you know, maybe his last, I guess, 12 months where he's struggled with injury and been one of the most consistent players you could find. Like, yes, he's not Katoni Staggs, he's not Latrell Mitchell, but for a very long period of time, Jared Croker was an extremely consistent quality centre. What do you do there?
It's like bagging your best mate, isn't
it? Yeah, because he's a fucking
legend. I've got so
legend.
Much respect for what he's done. He's been a champion. He's played 291 first grade games and he's 31 years old.
Yeah, crazy.
He's been a champion player for a long time. But I will say this, if Sebastian Chris was playing the way Jared Croker has played the last 2 years, Sebastian Chris isn't in first grade, unfortunately.
Yep.
Hopefully, Jared, he has had a couple of injuries over the last few years, I believe. I think he's carried a few things. But he hasn't been the same footballer he has been. And I'm pretty confident Jared Croker would agree with that.
So when you got guys like Matt Timoko and Harley Smith-Shields, who really fucking good young players, 21-21, a lot of very explosive, strong. Then you've got guys like Savage that you're trying to get into the side.
You've got to fit Kotrick and Rapana in somewhere.
If I'm
going hard and fast, I don't think I have him in my round one team. As hard as that is.
Do you think that hurts your culture a bit though? A guy like Croker isn't in your side.
Potentially.
It's a tough call. I know where you're coming from.
It's brutal. I feel bad saying, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Once again, really hope I'm wrong. Because, you know, I'd love to see him stamp into that 300 game club playing really good footy, but yeah, I don't know. And these young kids are so good too.
They're so explosive, powerful, can impact a game. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, they make some bad reads in defence, but that's all part of, you know, learning your craft. Yeah. It's probably the most interesting situations that the Raiders find themselves in. A club that kind of prides itself on its history and, you know, kind of country values. And they've got a guy, a country player, a country bloke that has just been such a clubman for so many years. How do you have that conversation?
If he was to hit the open market today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm not sure how it'd go, to be honest with you.
But I just think there's a bit more to it than...
Yeah, there's a culture side of things, which you are 100% right. He is the Canberra Raiders.
Yeah.
He has been the Canberra Raiders for a very long time.
Do you think they're having conversations with him, are you thinking about retiring or?
Well, mate, and I'm from the outside looking in, but the day I saw Kotrick sign, I straight away thought, fuck, that is not good for Jared Croker.
Croker is contracted 2022, 2023, and he's got a player option for 2024.
Fuck.
Yeah, they'll be having conversations.
They'll be putting so much pressure on the poor fella. This is where it really tests a club's culture and a club's what principles does this club stand for? Are they willing to hurt if he doesn't play well, or can they find a way like the Storm seem to do, where the Storm have such a good knack of knowing when a player time is up.
It's time, yeah.
And knowing when to organise other deals for them, you know what I mean? Do something. This is such a tough situation.
I also think with Jared Croker, though, that he comes across to me to be a very sensible, level-headed guy. I reckon he can read the room at the moment.
But reading the room and just getting rid of it, let's say this is his last year and his next two contracts are 500, 500, that's $1 million that he's just going to walk away from. And also, he earned that contract. Like, it's not... He didn't...
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, he didn't sign himself.
Mm.
He fucking worked his ass off, got that club to the position where it is today. Well, you know, they struggled last year, but they were competitive 2020, very close to winning a premiership 2019. He was the captain through that period. If you're going to, like, to walk away from $1 million because you're not playing as well as you used to, it's almost, I understand from a fan's perspective, you're like, well, you're hurting our team, but it's also like, well, are any of you guys going to call me after this and say, oh, do you need any help with any money? Or, like, he earned that contract. They gave it to him. That's not on him. If you're angry at anyone, you should have been angry at the club.
Fair. Yep.
Like, no fan would walk away from $1 million just because they're not playing good footy. He'd be training just as hard. He'd be trying just as hard, but he just wouldn't be... You know, again, this is. I hope he does bounce back and fucking.
I hate having this conversation.
Yeah, I hate it too because he's such a legend of a bloke.
Yeah,
but I know the realities of footy. Like, because I've been through it too. You know, I've been moved on from a club. I know I've had clubs come to me and because you know certain things have been agreed to that they're not actually given me. Then new people come in and they push me out of the club because they don't want to give me what was agreed to.
I would rather see Jared Croker retire. I would hate to watch him play for Mounties or whatever it is because he's too much of a good player to be back there. But I don't know, once again, hopefully he comes out this year, he brains it, finds his best form again.
Look, this is one of the situations where, and I know this is going to be, you know, some people might poke holes through this because it hasn't been fully thought out. But when you've got a one club man that has just given his body for that club, blood, sweat and tears. Surely there's a kind of retirement plan that you could give to 10-year players or whatever. So, for example, he's got $1 million. Let's just assume that he doesn't find his form again. Mm. And they go, look, Croker, retire. That $1 million, we'll give it to you over the next 10 years or whatever. Surely there's a way we could come up with situations where longer-term clubs could get players could get rewarded instead of... What always happens, how often have we seen a club legend towards the end of their career get completely fucking shafted and that relation with the club just gets decimated because it's a fight over, they signed him for too long. Like, look what, it just happens all the time. Surely we can implement a system that rewards one club players.
Yeah, as much as, you know, he might not be playing in 2 years, I'll be shocked if Jared Croker ever leaves that building.
Mm.
I think he will always have a place there to some degree. You know, you look at the champion centres they've had over the years and everything from Mal and all these sort of guys. Like, I would have Croker at the very... I couldn't probably have him in their best 13 ever, but I think he'd be on my bench for what he's achieved there and how long he's been there for.
I think you're underestimating the ruthlessness of clubs and how far they will go to make you leave your contract early so they don't have to pay you and their salary cap has an extra fucking $500,000 in it.
Mm.
Like, think about you've given your... fucking body to this club and they are basically saying to you, like, and I'm not saying this is going to happen with the Croker situation, but the usual scenario is this. You're in a guy like Croker's, you know, spot. The club is like, fuck, we got no salary cap, we got young guys coming through. They may go to Croker and go, we guarantee you are not playing first grade ever again at this club unless you leave right now. And so they put the player in a position where he can either slave away and be just treated like shit in reserve grade, like to the point where he's doing all the promos. He is just getting, you know, the coach doesn't speak to him anymore. That's the kind of lengths they will go to pressure you into a situation where you're so mentally unhappy that you go, you know what? I don't want that money. I just want to be fucking out of here. And that's the concern I have. Like, look at what happened with Farah and Benji.
Mm.
You know, look what happened with some of the Broncos players, like at the end of their career. You know, like it happens all the time.
I would argue though that and once again, I say this as respectfully if I can. I thought Jared Croker played so poorly last year that I couldn't believe he was picked week in, week out, and they kept picking him. That's the only thing that makes me doubt that they might treat him that way.
Okay, fair enough.
That's where I'm sitting on it, but this does happen all the time.
So you're,
Benji
you're
and kind Farrow were playing 10 times better when they were getting
absolutely
blacked out
punted.
Like that than what, for me, Jared Croker is at the moment.
I mean, you look at a guy, I know he's not a career player, but like Flanagan signs a 3-year deal at the Roosters and they didn't want him and he was gone in 12 months and it was just nothing he could do about it. And it's a different scenario, but it's just that the clubs will go to that length to preserve their salary cap. But you make a really good point. Ricky Stewart is old school of the sense that if you're with me, I'm with you to the death. If you're against me,
I'll finish you.
Finish you. So you're right. Ricky could be, you know what? I'm willing to fall on my sword on this situation. It's an interesting one, man. I pray to Buddha. I pray to Buddha. Hey, Buddha.
Day.
Buddha, if you're fair dinkum, get Croker back in the side having a dig, killing it. I want to see that head key down the sideline scoring match winners and goal kicking. I want to see the good Croker of 2019 taking his team to a grand final. So, Buddha, if you're listening, please do that.
It would be.
Mate, how good would it be? You could argue very unlucky not to play some Origin. Some people think that he should have played Origin.
At his peak, which was like 8 years.
Mm. Yep, totally. I think another huge thing that people massively overlooked at the Raiders last year, Charles Nicol Klukster. He got injured, and ever since they lost him, they were a shell of themselves. He came back, and they actually put together some decent footy. He is so crucial to them. And when I start hearing whispers about him moving to centre, I want to fucking punch myself in the dick. I want to graze my nuts along broken glass on a -5 degree day with sand on it. When I hear that shit, he is a fullback. He's a top-tier fullback, in my opinion. And in the grand final, 2019, before he got cramps, he was the best player on the field, in my opinion.
Imagine going so hard that you have to cramp up with 20 minutes to go.
He ran for like 277 metres or something in the grand final. He was incredible.
Yeah, I can't believe the centre chat. I think we spoke about this last time, but he's the first choice fullback by a country mile, and it's an absolute no-brainer for me. You've already got three centres that can't get into this team that I think are mad.
But how weird is it that the centre chat strange. Keeps coming up? It's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And I mean, I like the look of Xavier Savage, but he's played 2-3 games of football, whatever it is. Chance has taken you to a grand final 18 months ago. You play heaps better when he's on the field.
Yeah. And Xavier Savage still has a lot of development in his ball playing. He's a ball runner right now, very fast, gets through a lot of work. But ball playing is arguably more important as a fullback these days. Look at a guy like, you know, I know the end of his career wasn't, you know, the best, but Darius Boyd was all he did was ball play.
King of the 3-on-2.
King of the 3-on-2. Run premierships, multiple. So I truly hope that, you know, they stick with him at fullback. Interesting, Albert Hopewadi, huge raps coming through. Do you know more about Albert Hopewadi?
Hopper's had huge raps for what feels like 5 years now.
Mm.
Just injury after injury. I hope he does kick on, but I don't know. It always worries me when you hear these huge raps for X amount of years.
Yeah. Yep.
For a Hopewadi to leave Manly, I know others have obviously, but that's a bit of a red flag.
Yeah, okay.
For me,
okay.
At the age he was at, and he didn't leave for a huge money contract.
Mm.
He left for opportunity elsewhere. So, but I've heard so many good things about him, but he just can't seem to stay on the field. The poor bastard. So, I don't know. I'm not investing the same amount into him now as I was 2 or 3 years ago, thinking he's going to be
Nick Kotrick. The great Nick Kotrick. Went to the Doggies, didn't work out. Are we going to see Origin-level Kotrick again?
I hope so. Depends where he plays, I think. Mm. Do you play him at centre or on the wing?
On the wing. He's a winger to me. I think he's a great winger. Interesting. 23 years old, 107 NRL games.
Mm.
That's a lot of NRL for 23 years old.
Yeah, it is. He's played for the Kangaroos, I'm pretty sure.
Did he? I think junior. That junior side, maybe? But yeah, obviously Origin, and he was decent in Origin. He did his job.
I got a feeling he might have played Kangaroos. Yeah, he did well in Origin.
He played two games for Australia.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before he went to Canterbury, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
when you think of the wingers that we have, like, that's a fair effort by Kotrick.
Yeah, he's done well, mate. I think people have forgotten over the last 18 months how good he was.
Oh, he's a gun. Absolutely. He debuted
at once
like
again, 18. I'm assuming that Rapana, I don't know, he sort of played a bit of left and right last year. If I've got Kotrick on left wing, I want to be very selective with who my left centre is.
Mm, okay. So, look, forward pack, fantastic.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? Squad, fantastic.
Yeah,
squad.
It's a good squad. It's sort of, it's more off-field stuff I'm worried about.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.